technology.
Let me raise one final complaint that some people have about the situation. It comes under the rubric of net neutrality, and the argument goes that the phone company and the cable company will, and having grown in part because of content offered by websites and web services such as Google, will want to charge money to the providers of these services and thereby create a multi-tiered internet that will privilege some content providers and put others at a disadvantage. What's your philosophical view on that, and what are your practical plans in terms of implementing or not implementing net neutrality through these networks?
You know, I'll hit the latter first, and I'm not aware of any plans from any business, any business as usual strategy that we have. We continue to see the internet and as an open forum, and continue to do business and to do business in that manner.
Well, Mr. Whitaker, the president of when it was SBC, said he'd be nuts to let his pipes be used for free. Has he changed his mind?
Well, I know no plans to, but it's business as usual, open internet for all.
So people wouldn't need to expect that Google services would have to be, Google would have to pay you for access to its customers?
Yeah, again, I know of no plans.
Okay.